This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. For almost a century, the Grand Traverse Musicale has been presenting concerts and supporting young musicians in the Grand Traverse region with scholarships. Today, we have the two winners of this year's Dr. and Mrs. R. Schilling Award from the Grand Traverse Musicale with us in Studio A, Cecilia Balog and Conrad Kuzma. Let's start with Conrad. Hi, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you very much.
Now, you just graduated from Traverse City Central High School. I'm sure you've answered this question a lot, but what are your plans for this fall?
I'll be going to NMC. I'm thinking towards something medical. That would be nice, but I definitely don't want to stop pursuing my music career.
You've brought your viola with you here in Studio A, so you're going to keep playing your viola this fall, we hope.
Of course.
And what are you going to put this scholarship from the Grand Traverse Musicale towards?
Well, I was thinking I would put it towards some music accessories or perhaps a new viola.
Well, Conrad, today you are performing the Vivace movement from the Three Suites for Solo Viola by Max Reger. What's something that you really love about this piece?
It is very lively. It sets a challenge for me. I've never performed a piece like that before, especially with many double stops and tricky figurative passages. I had to put a lot of time and effort into practicing, but it is a very nice piece. I enjoy playing it. Even though I've played it many times, my parents are already, perhaps I'd say, bored of it.
They're tired of hearing you practice it
yes,
at home.
Very tired of hearing you practice.
They're ready for you to move on to something else.
Yes.
Now, well, a lot of us are going to be hearing it fresh for the first time here Studio A. So let's hear the Vivace movement from the Three Suites for Solo Viola by Max Reger, performed in IPR Studio A by Conrad Kuzma.
Thank you.
We hear the Vivace movement from the Three Suites for Solo Viola by Max Reger, performed in IPR's Studio A by Conrad Kuzma, who just graduated from Traverse City Central High School and is one of the recipients of this year's Dr. and Mrs. R. Schilling Award, a scholarship from the Grand Traverse Musicale. Conrad, you were not kidding about all of the double stops in that movement. It's more double stops than not, I think. How do you practice a double stop, playing two notes at the same time?
One thing that I first had to develop was a very relaxed hand technique. It is impossible to play double stops with a stiff hand. That was something that I put a lot of time into, and it's just firm placement, but the hand has to still be relaxed.
Well, that's Conrad Kuzma, one of this year's two winners of the Dr. and Mrs. R. Schilling Award, a scholarship awarded by the Grand Traverse Musicale. We're going to talk to the other top winner right now, Cecilia Balog. Hi, Cecilia. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you just graduated from St. Francis in Traverse City. What are you doing this fall?
In the fall, I'm going to attend Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, to major in music education with the hope to become a choral conductor, and I'm also considering a theater minor.
And you've won this scholarship from the Grand Traverse Musicale. What are you putting that towards?
That's going to all go towards my college tuition.
All right. Well, today you are performing this aria by Mozart, In Uomini, In Soldati, from Così fan tutte. What do you really enjoy about this piece?
I really enjoy Despina. That's the girl who's singing. I just really enjoy fulfilling her character because to give a little bit of context, Despina's a maid to these two wealthy girls. And the girls that Despina works for are talking about how they have these amazing boyfriends, but they've left for the war. But Despina knows better. She's seen some things before. So she tells them, you can't trust in these men to be faithful to you. You need to be an independent woman and stick up for yourself. And I think that's a really cool message.
Well, let's hear how it comes out in this music of Mozart, In Uomini, In Soldati, from Così fan tutte. We'll hear Cecilia Balog in IPR Studio A with Jamie Hardesty at the piano.
Speranza, fedeltà, in uomini speranza, fedeltà, in
In Uomini in Soldati from Mozart's opera Così fan tutte. You heard it in IPR's Studio A, Jamie Hardesty at the piano, and the voice of Cecilia Balog. Oh, Cecilia, I love that. It's so sassy. I love the laugh.
Thank you. Yes, that's one of my favorite parts.
Did you have to practice that, or is that just something that came to you?
I did have to practice it because at first I was laughing like way too low, so it ended up sounding like it didn't fit in the song. So I had to practice laughing, but in a musical fashion, kind of to fit in more with the actual song.
That's Cecilia Balog. She is a recent graduate of St. Francis in Traverse City and one of two recent scholarship winners from the Grand Traverse Musicale. Cecilia, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
You can hear Cecilia Balog and Conrad Kuzma and many other scholarship winners in recital this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. It's happening at Mission Hill Church in Traverse City, formerly the First Congregational Church on the base of Old Mission Peninsula. The recital features scholarship winners from this year's Grand Traverse Musicale Awards. We have the details at interlochenpublicradio.org. This edition of Studio A was engineered by Benjamin Stevens, with extra help from Gracie Westergaard and Scott Clemens. Thanks to Marilyn Tilley for additional support. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.